Okay, I call this meeting to order on Friday, December 19, 2025, at 1:38 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union, room 406, conference room. Moving on to line item 2, compliance with Nevada open meeting law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m.? Yes. Not including the meeting date, yes. So is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, at the time and location listed on the agenda? Correct. December 19, 2025 at 1:38 p.m. in person, Joe Crowley Student Union 406 conference room. Is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Obviously, yes. And yeah, we'll now move on to line item 4, roll call. Director Navarte, present. Assistant Director Rock,
present.
Commissioner of Event Plan, Commissioner Campbell,
present.
Commissioner Ottaviano,
present.
Commissioner Momoleneni, she is absent, excuse. We'll now move on to line item 3, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Nyumu, Washu, Niue, Niue peoples. These lands continue to be the gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. All right, we'll now move on to line item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay. All right, seeing none, we'll now move on to line item 6, minutes. All right, we do have minutes. I am seeking a motion to approve the minutes from October 24th of 2025 by unanimous consent.
I second.
Second by Commissioner Campbell. Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. I am seeking a motion to approve the minutes from October 25th of 2025 by unanimous consent. Second by Assistant Director Rock. Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from November 7, 2025 by unanimous consent. Second by Commissioner Campbell. Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from November 13 of 2025 by unanimous consent. Second by Assistant Director Rock. Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from December 21, 2025 by unanimous consent.
Second
by Commissioner Campbell. Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. Lastly, I am seeking a motion to approve the minutes from December 5, 2025 by unanimous consent. Second by Assistant Director Rock. Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. All right. We'll now move on to line item 7, reports. I'll go ahead and start. So the semester has ended. You guys, congratulations and great job for everyone's hard work. And I really do appreciate taking the, for you guys, or yeah, I really appreciate you guys taking the time for this department and have worked really, really hard throughout the semester. I know it was really a tough start, but hopefully next semester will be smooth sailing for us. And what else? I have been in touch with the interns for the Black Culture Fest for next semester, as well as the Fusion. So just wanted to give them a shout out. And then the our idea celebration 2 weeks ago, it was really fun. Thank you guys for coming in and spending time with the interns as well as getting to know them. So, what else? I've been in a few meetings here and there, and been really busy trying to help the interns as much as I can, but hopefully I can help them out. I can help them out with like future events planning for next semester. And yeah, that's pretty much it for me. And then, does anyone have any questions? Okay, seeing none, moving on to Assistant Director Rock.
Hi, so literally I've been wrapping up the semester. I started rolling out a couple of forms in order to schedule future bi-weekly idea book meetings and weekly intern meetings. And then additionally, I've sent out a work order to Inkbot for stickers for my upcoming event with my intern Mia. So I've been in very minimal contact about that. A lot of it is still up in the air. But as we were wrapping up the semester, I completed my volunteer hours with my intern at the Pack Provisions Food Pantry. And we also, as Director Navarte mentioned, we held a very successful idea bonding social, so that was super fun. But otherwise, that's really all for me.
Okay, is there any other questions? Okay, seeing none, moving on to Commissioner Campbell.
Similarly, wrapping up the semester, and I have also been submitting forms regarding Sherry the Crown in advance. I'm still drafting a draft for the event and still working on budgeting that I will be talking privately with Director Navarte soon once that is finalized. I've also been in communication with the interns to see how they have been doing with their events, their planning processes, and where I can also help them and guide them. And attended all of the events that we had regarding the celebration. That was super fun. I think it helped a lot with the bonding process and to have more time seeing each other. And yeah.
Are there any questions? Okay, seeing none, moving on to Commissioner Ottaviano.
Yes. My intern and I, we also completed our volunteering hours, and then we've also been making progress on planning the Black Cultural Festival for next semester. In regards to that, I've also already discussed with Inkblot about how big this event is, so they should be prepared to be receiving our work order and able to make all the deadlines so that we get ample time to market this event. Additionally, I also communicated to Inkblot regarding the handbills for the Fusion event, about how we will be finalizing details for that event soon, so that we can hold off on actually printing that when we actually have our finalized details about location, date, and time. Yeah.
Awesome. Are there any questions? Okay. Seeing none, moving on to Commissioner Mumalaneni. This is Director Navarte for the record. So I am reporting for her. She said, I have submitted the EMS and PAC Life form for the Women's History Month tabling. And she said that I just have to email Planned Parenthood Club. Also for her interns and her volunteering, they did pack provisions twice, and the second time went smooth, but the first time they went and they waited, and then no one ever showed up in the pantry. So and then due to hers and her interns didn't really have any like overlap schedule, but she did, Commissioner Mumalaneni did go to the food bank to volunteer yesterday, and that's it for her. Okay, are there any questions? Okay, seeing none, moving on to line item 8, there are no old business. We'll now move on to line item 9. So this will be just all information. End of semester discussions. Like I said earlier, thank you guys so much for just working so hard this semester. And hopefully it's not as bad as this semester for next semester. And then, so yeah, do you guys have like any other like questions, concerns, or any like feedback that you guys would like to discuss? Possibly to everyone. Is anyone?
Commissioner Campbell, I know you've been having problems with getting our orders from Amazon. Even when we tried to do it in advance, I would think that for the majority of us, I think it would be better to find more reliable places where we can order any of our stuff from, or be a little bit more reliant on Walmart purchases and Sam's Club. If not, having the packages ordered a month in advance or as soon as possible, where mm-hmm. we have enough time to pick up and see where there might be errors, so we're not scrambling at the last minute, and both us and accounting don't have complications or any misunderstandings.
Thank you for that. Commissioner Campbell, are there any questions, concerns, comments on that? Okay. All right. Seeing none, thank you for that suggestion. We'll definitely consider that before the semester starts. Okay. And then for moving on to idea events discussions, I know that you guys have been working with your interns, but note that if there are like new events that it isn't listed on the diversity calendar, please don't forget to communicate to the team, especially to me. The reason being is because our calendar is pretty much set for the spring semester, and ideally we want to make sure that we are not stacked with a bunch of events and then we just end up canceling them, right? We want to make sure that we we're committed to these events that we're promising now, and we're trying to prevent from what happened this semester, which is we canceled two of our events. That was supposedly, we were supposed to be working with other departments in ASUN, which is the Constitution's Day. And then the other one was, I believe, I don't remember. But yeah, so just make sure that if you and your interns want to create a new event, please just advise me and or talk to me so we can plan it out. I want to hear about the logistic parts, the budget wise, and just the overall aspects of what you need for me to help you, because I will not be able to help you as your director if you are not able to communicate with me effectively or efficiently. And then yeah, so I mean, what else? That's pretty much it. Do you guys have any questions, concerns, or any suggestions? Okay. All right. Seeing none, moving on to idea interns event discussions. They kind of like intertwines, but I just want to say that I really appreciate all the officers here in Department of IDEA that you guys are, and as well as your interns, that you guys are prioritizing your interns and their events. I feel like almost everyone here has definitely planned out their events with their interns well in advance. So just, you know, I really appreciate that. But just note that we do have a few months. So, you know, go ahead and take a week off or, you know, like some rest. Please, you know, just it's okay to not think about this event now. Maybe we could talk about this in January. That's totally fine with me. It doesn't have to be done here and this month alone. I know that booking the Joe Crowley ballrooms are such a big deal since everyone's been booking in advance, and we want to make sure that we save a space for us. And that's totally fine, but if you're planning on like the budget wise, the Amazon requests and stuff like that, like you do not have to plan those out just now. I really just want to thank you guys for planning those ahead of time, but just, you know, I just want to say chill out, maybe, you know, relax and take a week off for yourself. So yeah. And then moving, anyone have any questions, suggestions, concerns? Perfect. Okay. Black Culture Fest discussion. So I just want to thank Jaden and Ruby for taking their time to actually, you know, booking the event, as well as Ruby's really ahead. Like, she's so advanced, she's so excited, she's very optimistic about this event. She already has the clubs that she wants to collaborate during this event. She has already, you know, like some ideas about the decorations and what she wants to do and the layout and everything like that. She's, you know, I think that she's really great, Jaden, because she's been communicating with me as far as like the budget wise and just kind of like the logistic parts. And you as well, obviously you've been communicating with me about that, and you're prioritizing your interns and her ideas. So I just want to thank you for doing that. And, but, like I mentioned before and 2 weeks ago, that, about the title, or the, not the title, but like the event's name. So I know that, you know, coming from the last session of IDEA, you don't want to break that traditional, like, the name of the Black Culture Fest, right? And I was just, I did mention to your intern previously before our IDEA celebration started, and I mentioned to her that I am not, you know, my goal this year is not breaking any traditions at all, yet I want to make sure that we carry those traditions and what, you know, those events that has happened before in the past for the Department of IDEA, we carry those all throughout the fiscal year, but also we're adding something new and improving them and enhancing them, right? So, but however, you know, like, you guys also have to consider that every event that we've had, we have event names for them, right? And so what I suggested to your intern Ruby, Jaden, is that, you know, we can still have Black Culture Fest as a title, but maybe adding one more subtitle to it. Does that make sense? Do you feel like you'd be able to, is that something that maybe you can consider? Maybe we could, I mean, people could still remember that it is a Black Culture Fest, and we can put that on the poster that it is a Black Culture Fest, and then we could add another like title, like a subtitle to it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. I mean, if you do agree with me, that's great. But if you are still kind of like, you know, that's a little, if there's still, you know, if you still think that it should just be Black Culture Fest, we'll talk about that a little bit more. But other than that, that's literally all I have to say about your suggestions. And I think you make such a great point about what you mentioned before. And I was really tired, unfortunately. So I was like, guys, like, let me just go home and then, you know, take a nap. But yes, I have been considering that. And of course, you're so right about not changing anything, you know. And Black Culture Fest is literally... the previous director made such a huge impact, and people remember that impact from just the title itself, the event's name. So I definitely agree. So, okay. Does anyone have any questions, concerns, questions? Jaden, what do you think?
Commissioner Tanya, for the record. Yeah, like I said previously, the very important part about that is having, I think, the Black Cultural Festival in the title, because, like I said, discussing with the previous director, she did mention that this is, like, the third annual one. It's, like, kind of a bigger deal, like, than just, like, kind of our department. And, again, that name recognition from last year, like, it is an event that made the news. So having just at least the Black Cultural Festival in the title, I feel is important for that name recognition. Adding an additional subtitle is definitely something we can work with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. All right, love. All right, okay. And then now moving on to Fusion Event. So I have been talking to my intern, Ryan, and which is Ryan is available in Zoom, by the way. And just wanted to inform all of you that we have been having a hard time booking the room for Fusion, even though we literally booked it on the day that Black Cultural Fest was booked. I think it was because we're trying to make sure that, like, the event itself is not right after the Black Culture Fest, but also it's not before the Black Cultural Fest, if that makes sense. So if we were to book it in, so we're planning on booking it, I believe, like, around the third week of March, but they still have not yet, the Joe Crowley workers or coordinators, they have not yet emailed us back, which hopefully they'll be able to book that for us. If, for example, it's not booked around March, then we may possibly move it to April, but we'll definitely see and play around with the schedule a little bit. And then, yeah. Okay. So does anyone have any questions with that? Okay. Concerns, comments, suggestions?
Commissioner Campbell, if we still can't get the Joe, considering I don't know how everyone has been getting the ballrooms in advance, we can also, if it gets pushed into April, also if we monitor the weather, I could suggest we could do something similar to how we had the block party for ASUN, where that would be more in the quad, it's more spacious, we don't have that much constraint. But then again, I'm also a little bit wary because I'm aware you guys might have performances, so that's also consideration of, like, safety for the performers on a grass that could potentially be wet. But there's other locations we could look into. And I would say let's plan for a plan B, C, D locations in case we still can't get the Joe by then.
Yeah. Commissioner or Director Navarte, for the record. I definitely do. I think that is a great idea, actually. I've never really thought of that. I mean, considering that it might help back to April, I think, you know, having that event in the quad, I think we'll be able to get as many students to participate and also show up in that event, because it's very, they could just easily see it, or other students could, you know, walk past by and probably get some food and, Yeah, so I think that's really great. Yeah, I think that we will definitely consider that. We do, me and my intern, we do have another meeting after this, after our meeting. So definitely we'll brainstorm and then make sure that we have everything covered before we get into our winter break. So, yeah. Really great. All right, awesome. Okay, any questions, concerns, suggestions? Perfect. All right. All right, guys. And lastly, ideas, positions, discussions. So we already know what we've been through this semester, you guys. So we pretty much know the back of our hands or heads or whatever you call it. We already know our roles, right? So it's pretty much easy. Now, what we have to do for next semester. So just, you know, if you guys need more clarification on that as officers, commissioners, AD, please let me know. I would be more than happy to just go over, you know, things that that you want to keep working on, or maybe you don't like doing in terms of your roles and responsibilities. So yes, but you guys are doing such a great job. And then, yeah, any questions, concerns? Please don't forget to look at the manuals again. You guys have signed a manual that I created for this department. And so make sure to look at the very last page, because the last page is very critical in terms of, you know, attendance and everything like that. So don't forget. I will be revising that as well. Next semester, just know that first off, please don't forget to give me your, not your school schedule, obviously that's private, confidential, but whenever you're available for meetings, events, and stuff like that, I'll try my best to make sure that we have our events on based off of everyone's availability as well as the meeting dates. So don't forget to let me know when you're available free time or free time from, yeah, for next semester. And then I honestly will be stricter for next semester, so just take a note of that. And just wanted to let you guys know. So this year, or this fiscal, or this semester, I wasn't as strict as much because I know that everyone is still trying to figure out their roles. They're still trying to learn, but now we pretty much know what to do, and you know, we already know our responsibilities in this department. Just make sure that you are ready for next semester. There will be more events actually happening next semester, so get ready, and great job, everybody. So that's pretty much it for me. Any other questions, concerns, comments?
Commissioner Campbell, just a reminder, Assistant Director Rock did have a when-to-meet form in the team, so if you please have not submitted that, please do. So that we could have everyone scheduled.
But that should be it. We have 10 minutes. Director Navarte, I believe I am still waiting. So I'm still waiting for Jaden to fill those out if he got into one of his courses. Because he's still in the waiting in the waiting list for one of his classes. So like I mentioned before, your classes are your first priority, and it should be your first priority. So yeah, still waiting on that. So it should not be finalized just yet until Jaden has confirmed his schedule. So all right, are there any questions, concerns, suggestions. But thank you for bringing that up. I actually do need to fill those out myself too. So, but I do have my schedule finalized. Okay, we have 8 minutes. All right. We will now move on to public comment, or line item 10, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? Okay, seeing none, we'll now move on to line item 11, adjournment. I adjourned this meeting on 2/08 on December 19 of 2025 in the Joe Crowley Student Union, room 406.